the absurdity so far. As a man by the name of Steve Tassi slowly begins to wake up, he immediately realizes that for some reason he was inside a wardrobe. The wardrobe seemed quite spacious, full of musty old clothes that whiffed something naughty, as they hung like relics from dusty old wooden coat hangers. Suddenly, Steve hears a voice.
"Hello, George."
"Who's that?" replied Steve, sounding a little alarmed.
"It's me, George."
"Who's me? My name's called Steve, not George."
"In this wardrobe, George, you're called George."
"Who are you?"
"I told you I am, George. I am. Me."
"What kind of a name do you call that?"
"Are you coming, George? Because if you're not, you'll be sorry."
"What are you talking about?"
"It's this way, George."
"How do I get out of this bloody wardrobe?"
"The only way out of this wardrobe, George, is by following me, I'm afraid."
"Follow you where? This is bloody madness. Oh, God, I think I'm having a flashback or something. Jesus."
"Bye, George."
"Okay, okay, I'm coming. And my name is called Steve. Steve Tassi, and not bloody George."
"Keep up, George, or you'll lose me. And like I said, you'll be sorry."
"Where are we going?"
"You'll find out in good time, George. In good time."
"3 hours later. Are we nearly there yet?"
"Not long now, George. Not long."
"Because my bloody feet are aching, something rotten. Any chance of a quick rest?"
"Later, George. Later."
Suddenly, Steve could hear someone playing what sounded like the congas. "What's that sound? Where's it coming from?"
"Keep up, George. You're slacking."
"It sounds like it's coming from over there. I'm going to take a quick look."
"Be quick, George. I haven't got all day, you know."
As Steve curiously approaches a small dark corner, in what appear to be in the middle of nowhere, he discovers to his puzzled surprise that it was Elvis Presley playing the congas.
"Are you Elvis?"
he inquires.
"Yes, George, it's me. Elvis Aaron Presley, the one and only king of rock and roll."
"What the hell are you doing here? What the hell happened?"
"Well, George, it's like this."
It's Steve, actually, Elvis, not George."
"Well, George, like I said, it's like this. Back in 1977, I was on the job, taking five, if you know what I mean. I was relaxing, just eating a few burgers and reading a magazine about Cadillacs and airplanes, when all of a sudden, I felt a bit dizzy in the head. Then, the next thing I knew, I was here in this dark nothingness, with nothing but memories, heartburn, and these congas between my legs to pass the time."
"My God, that's terrible."
"You better go now, George, or your friend is going to leave you behind, and you don't want that to happen now, do you?"
"He's not my friend. I don't know who he is. I want to stay here with you for a while. Can I?"
"Sorry, George. Rules are rules. You gotta go now, buddy. It was nice meeting you. Good luck."
"Are you coming, George? Because if you don't, you will never, ever get out of this wardrobe. Do you understand?"
"Okay, Adolf, I'm coming. This is crazy." 1 week later. "Are we nearly there yet, by any chance? Because I could do with something to eat and a drink. If that's all right with you, that is."
"Patience, George. Patience."
"What do you mean, patience? We must have been walking now for about, oh, I don't know, a week, and still there's no sign of getting there, wherever there is supposed to bloody be."
"Keep up, George, or you're full behind."
"3 days later. Oh, it's just getting bloody silly now. We've been walking exactly 1 week, 3 days, and 3 hours. When are we going to get there? and I really need a drink and something to eat right now.
Nearly there, George. We're nearly there.
Yeah, right. Forty-five minutes later. I can't stand much more of this. Are we nearly there or what?
We're here, George.
What?
End of the line, George.
What do you mean, end of the line?
Your journey has been completed, George.
But we're back to where we first started. How come?
That's life, George. Very unpredictable.
So tell me then, how do I get out of this bloody wardrobe?
Just push open the door, George. That's directly in front of you. That's how.
What door? Oh, that door. Well, I never saw that door last time.
That's because you weren't looking for it, George.
Very funny. Ha, bloody ha.
I have to go now, George.
Where are you going?
I have an appointment with a certain Albert Einstein in 5 minutes. Apparently, his hairdryer has packed up and it needs fixing.
You're weird. This wardrobe is weird, and I'll end up going weird and bloody crazy if I stay here any bloody longer.
Goodbye, George. It was nice meeting you.
Then suddenly the door of the wardrobe opens wide and a bright light enters. Is that you, darling? What have you been doing in that wardrobe for the past 10 minutes? Asks Beryl, his heavily pregnant wife. Oh, it's a long, long story, my dear. I'll tell you one day. As Steve slowly closes the wardrobe door, he still thinks he can hear someone inside the strange dark wardrobe, the king of rock and roll, playing the congas between his legs. Darling, did Elvis Presley ever play the congas? Do you know? To be continued.